భావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం కి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత దిస్ ఇస్ వాస్ రిటన్ ఫర్ సో ఐ విల్ రిసైట్ దిస్ వర్సెస్ అండ్ దెన్ డైరెక్ట్లీ కమ్ టు 47 ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ వి ఆర్ బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ 44th వర్స్ టుడే అండ్ ఫ్యూ వర్సెస్ డోంట్ హావ్ పర్పోర్ట్ then for when we come to 47th you all can recite after me at that time. Anvikshiki trayi varta dandani testathaiva cha evam vyahrutayaschasan pranavo hyasyata dahratah. The science of logical argument, the Vedic goals of life, and also law and order, moral codes, and the celebrated hymns Bhuhu, Bhuvaha and Swaha all became manifested from the mouths of Brahma, and the Pranava Onkar was manifested from his heart. Tasyoshni Asil Lomabhyo Gayatri Chatvacho Vibhoho Trishtum Mamsat Snuto Nushtub Jagatyashnatah Prajapateh. Thereafter, the art of literary expression, Ushnik, was generated from the hairs on the body of the almighty Prajapati. The principal Vedic hymn Gayatri was generated from the skin, Trishtub from the flesh, Anushtub from the veins, and Jagati from the bones of the Lord of the living entities. 46 verse, only one line is there in this 46th verse. Majjayaha panktir utpanna brihati pranato abhavat. The art of writing verse, pankti, became manifested from the bone marrow, and that of brihati, another type of verse, was generated from the life breath of the Lord of the living entities. Now we come to text number 47.
స్పర్శస్తీవః
స్వరో దేహ ఉదాహృత ఊష్మాణం ఇంద్రియాణ్యాహుర్ అంతస్తా బలమాత్మనః స్వరాః సప్త విహారేణ భవంతి స్మ ప్రజాపతేః. స్పర్శస్తీవః స్వరో దేహ ఉదాహృత ఊష్మాణం ఇంద్రియాణ్యాహుర్ అంతస్థా బలమాత్మనః స్వరాః సప్త విహారేణ భవంతి స్మ ప్రజాపతేః. స్పర్శస్తీవః స్వరో దేహ ఉదాహృత ఊష్మాణమింద్రియాణ్యాహుర్ అంతస్తా బలమాత్మనః స్వరాః ಸಪ್ತ ವಿಹಾರೇಣ ಭವಂತಿ ಸ್ಮ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತೇಃ. because everything has its origin in the spiritual world. The material manifestation is therefore called illusion in the proper sense of the term. For those who are realized souls, there is nothing but spirit.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasyanananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhuvan Melitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamakhyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So in these purports of the chapter Creation of Kumaras and others, there are many descriptions now coming about the various things that came from Brahma. Like in these few verses about the different types of chandas that came from Brahma in the previous slokas. Now he is explaining about the sounds which are actually the root of all languages. So there are devotees who are deeply learned in Ras Chanda Alankar. They may be able to speak much better. Although I am not very knowledgeable about them, taking some hint from Srila Prabhupada's purport, I will try to say a few words by the blessings of devotees. one of the points Prabhupada makes here is that the sound vibrations are originally called Shabda Brahma, the spiritual sound. There is a statement in the Vedanta Sutra called Anavrittihi Shabdat. From sound only everything has come, originally. Prabhupada gives a very easy to understand example to illustrate this point. He says, just like you see a huge bridge in Calcutta, if you have seen that, it is a hanging bridge, they call it. It's practically suspended. Such a huge bridge constructed. So Prabhupada says, how has this huge bridge or a huge architectural structure has come? It is a manifestation of the sound vibration of the civil engineer. He says, the civil engineer has grasped the sound vibration from his teacher and understood structural engineering. And then how to make this structure. And he has given shape to it now. He has given basically the shape to the sound vibration that he has heard, which is actually a material sound vibration. So the material sound vibration can be transformed into practical reality in this way, like the Prabhupada explains. In the same manner, the anavritti shabdat means the sound is the cause of, like from the sound comes the air. From the air comes the fire, from the fire comes the water, from the water comes the earth. So the subtlest element is the sound. And that is the reason you will find, for example, if you have to take a table like this into your room, if the door is locked, you cannot take it inside. Whereas if you have to send some water inside a room, you can take a mug of water and pour it from below. From the little recess, water can go inside, because water is more subtle. But sometimes even if the recess is very little, you may not be able to send water, but the air is even more subtle. Wherever there is little hole also, it can enter inside, isn't it? Sometimes a balloon has a hole which you cannot see with eyes, but you see the size of the balloon becoming small because the air is coming out, correct? No? So the air is more subtler. In this way, the fire is even more subtle. In this way, you can see the ether, the subtlest element in the matter is ether, which represents the space or sound. So, now many of us have experience of earth, water, fire, air. The ether is not something we worry about too much because there is so much space available for us to live. But we can understand the value of ether when you are inside a lift sometimes. Once we were inside a lift in Bombay, we had gone to meet some well-wisher in Bombay with a group of some 8 Pune devotees. So the lift was going up to the 21st floor. Suddenly midway it stopped somewhere in between 2 floors. So everybody was jam-packed in the lift. You cannot breathe also. After 3-4 minutes you were suffocating. We thought if the lift wouldn't move for another few minutes, we would be dead. So everybody took their bead bag and started chanting. Anyway, the lift boy was telling, if you are inside the lift for more than 6 minutes in such an in-between portion, you will die. Because you won't get air to breathe. So, inside the lift, when the space is small, you realize the importance of space. So, when you contract the space, you get sound. You see, that is why the touch and sound are connected also, you will see. So, the sound, the sound is the source of everything else. All other things are inside the sound. They're contained in sound. Just like, for example, you see the eyes. The eyes is in the water. The water is in the steam, isn't it? Somebody may say, how can you say ice is in the steam? Yes, ice is in the steam also. If you condense it, you will get ice. In the same manner, when the sound transforms, it transforms into more and more grosser. The grossest thing is the earth. In the earth, you can perceive the shabda, sparsha, rasa, rupa, gandha. Everything can be perceived in the earth. And the sound is the subtlest element. And sound being the subtlest element is actually used in the shastras, in the Vedic procedure, to impart instruction. For example, in the early morning hours, if somebody chants the mantra, sound vibration, it can go to the deepest recesses in our heart. It can actually make the mind pliable, malleable, and it can mold the personality by chanting the sound vibration, because it can enter very deeply. So, the sound is the cause of the whole universe, but another sound can wind up the universe. Just like in the night you put your chatai, you unwind it. I mean, in the morning you wind it back, is it not? In the same manner, we had a material sound which has caused us this material existence. And a spiritual sound can wind up the material existence. Like the Prabhupada explains in one place. So the spiritual sound is the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Yeah. So the spiritual sound is an opposite weapon to wind up the material existence and take one to spiritual existence. So here he is explaining about all the original sounds. There are people who are trying to study about the different languages, the origin of the languages, like this word came from which language. So they are trying to study whether these things came from Greek into Sanskrit or Sanskrit into Greek, or these words of, so there is Tat Bhava, Tat Sama, all those things people study very deeply. But the root of all the sounds is explained here that it is coming from Brahma here. Prabhupada writes here that in the Mahakalpa, Brahma was created as the incarnation of spiritual sound. And then from Brahma's body, all these different things are coming. The different syllables, different vowels, different consonants, and different chandas also. Because the words are formed with letters, and the prose sentence is formed of the words, and the poetry is also formed of the words. So here he is going to the root. Where are the sounds themselves, where are they coming from? He's telling. And Prabhupada is writing a very important point in the end of the purport here. He says here, the ultimate issue, there is nothing material because everything has its origin in the spiritual world. The material manifestation is therefore called illusion in the proper sense of the term. For those who are realized souls, there is nothing but spirit, he says. So here he says, it depends on our outlook whether we see something as material or spiritual, but ultimately everything is spiritual, he says. So what is the meaning of ultimately everything being spiritual? If somebody sees something as separate from Krishna, that is called material. Or if somebody looks at something with the desire to enjoy it to be separate from Krishna, it is called material. For example, a crorepati may come to a temple in a big car. He may stop the car outside and enter the temple, and he may pull out his purse and put a 1 rupee coin in the hundi and then pray and go back. So he thinks this 1 rupee is for Krishna and the crores of rupees is for me. Like that, he is separating the two. Correct, no? But ultimately, he may not be aware all the crores of rupees he possesses belongs to Krishna only. Correct, no? Ultimately, all Lakshmi comes from Krishna only. Even the Lakshmi of the, you know, Lakpatis, Karadupatis, Harappatis, Karappatis, everything belongs to Lakshmipati. Isn't it? So, Lakshmi, when you say Lakshmi, all the Lak, you know, Lak and Karod and Arab and Karab and everything is a subset of Lakshmi. Is it not true? But when that Lakshmi is separated from Krishna, she is called Chanchala. So she becomes material. And the Chanchala, of course, one of the names of Lord is called Chanchalapati also. But in the feet of the Lord, she is never Chanchala. She is always Lakshmi. Only Chanchalapati can handle Chanchala also. Because no living entity can handle. If a living entity tries to handle Chanchala, then he will also become Chanchala, become disturbed. that is why in this world we find money becomes a... There is one verse in the 7th canto which says, there are 14 problems that come from money. Long list is given. What are the different problems arising from money? Because when somebody tries to separate money from Krishna and tries to enjoy, then that money becomes material. So we can see the outlook is what makes something material or spiritual, he says. Just like if you see a picture in a computer, it's all computer pixels only. Combination of pixels, multiple pixels. Somebody can, as far as computer is concerned, it views a picture as this many number of pixels only. In some places the intensity of pixels are more, in some places it is less. Whereas when we view it as a picture, isn't it? Because when you see the picture, some emotions are produced in us, which is not produced in a machine. For example, if you eat a, say for example, you eat a rasagulla, His Grace Sankarshanthas Adhikari Prabhu had come to Pune. So we gave him rasagulla cooked by one of the brahmacharis who was very expert in making rasagullas, you know. So he ate that and said, my Lord, I am reminded of the early days of ISKCON, when rasagullas used to be like this. So he was telling, this is real rasagulla. Everything else is rascal gulla, he was telling. you know. So now he is able to appreciate the taste of rasagulla, is it not true? So there is no machine which can tell you the taste of rasagulla is so wonderful. It cannot tell you. Machine, there are devices which can tell you how much sugar you have put, how much milk you have put, all that it can tell you. But it cannot tell you how tasty it is. So the appreciation of the aesthetic appeal or the taste or the fragrance or the appreciation of beauty, these are only possible by conscious entities. No machine can do that. Sometimes they cheat common people by showing that a machine can tell you the shape of an object. There are object identifying machines. Like for example, it can tell you this is a circular object, it's a square object, because it is programmed to say so. If you put this and say call it a circle, it will call it a circular object. Whatever you program it. But the conscious living beings are able to perceive. So when we talk about the perception, the experience becomes the most important thing. Like for the journey home book launch, we used to have a big book, you've seen, no? Which is kept on the stage. So from a distance, it gives us the feeling that it is a big book. And the book is opened also. Only one page is open, you know, the first page. Beyond that, you cannot open it because it is not that type of book. Is it not true? But from a distance, it appears like a real book. So for the jiva, the experience is what matters. Actually, for example, if you take a Bhagavad Gita book, for example, in a printing press, a person may see the, you know, how much GSM, 80 GSM, 100 GSM, that's what he is going to, or you look at the font, it is Times New Roman or whatever, he may talk about it. He is not going to talk anything about the content of the Gita. Is it not true? Similarly, somebody may use, you know, if you gift a Bhagavad Gita to somebody, they may use it as a paperweight in the table also. You know, if they don't know what's the value of that. Or if a donkey can add the most value Bhagavad Gita by eating the papers. So different people perceive it differently. A wise person can read the content of the Gita and benefit from it. So the same thing is perceived by different people differently. The conscious entities, they perceive it differently. So here Prabhupada says, what is spiritual, what is material? It has to be ascertained based on how the living entities perceive. The living entities who come to this world have marked a portion of the Lord's creation as something which is meant for their enjoyment. That is why it is called material. The disconnection of a thing from Krishna is which makes it material. When Prabhupada was in London once, in the morning walk he was walking, there was one Vibhavati Mataji and one more Prabhu was there also with Prabhupada. They both were walking with Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, at one place, he saw a yellow color grass and Prabhupada showed it with a stick and asked, look at this grass, what do you understand? They said, Prabhupada, this is yellow. They said, that I also know. But I am asking, what do you understand from this? See, this is green and this is yellow. Why? And they couldn't say. Then Prabhupada said, you see, this green grass is connected to the root. So it is slushy green. Whereas the yellow grass is disconnected from its root. So it has dried up. When you become disconnected from Krishna, you dry up. That's a conclusion Prabhupada drew from that. So matter means that which is bhinname prakriti rashtada. It is a separated energy from Krishna. That is why the matter is pain producing. Of course, from Krishna's point of view, everything is his energy only. That is why he uses the word me. It is his energy only. But from the jiva's point of view, it is separated. So this is the secret of this is explained in the 9.4 and 5 Bhagavad Gita, where it is explained how the material energy is simultaneously connected and disconnected from Krishna. The material energy is dependent on Krishna. The material energy rests on Krishna, but Krishna doesn't depend on the material energy. That is explained by the Acharyas very beautifully. Shripad Ramanujacharya gives a nice example. He says, when Krishna enters into material energy, it is like a nylon thread entering into the kantimala. Because the nylon thread enters into the kanti beads and sustains the mala. So Krishna's entering is like sutre mani ganayiva, like that. Whereas jiva entering into this world is like a thief locked in a room. You know, and neither is a thief sustaining the room, nor is he benefiting by staying there. He is only creating headache to the government, isn't it? So, when a thief is locked in a room, like a jiva is trapped in a material energy in this world, he suffers in this world. So, Krishna, when he comes in the material world, he comes to sustain the material world, or he comes to benefit the material world. So, he explains that as far as Krishna is concerned, For him, there is nothing like material energy or spiritual energy from his point of view, and for pure devotees also. So the pure devotees also don't own anything. You know, Prithu Maharaj, in his talk with, Kumaraj, is telling, all the property of this creation belongs to you only, O Brahmanas. And you Brahmanas have gifted us this land for us to rule as Kshatriyas. It actually belongs to you. Now, why he says it belongs to Brahmanas? Brahmanas are poverty-stricken and beggars. They have nothing. They are simply living on charity. He says so because the Brahmanas never exploit the property of Vishnu. Because they actually represent Vishnu purely, the Vedas see that everything belongs to Vishnu. And when the Brahmanas sanction some portion of the land to be ruled by a king, then the king is appointed as a king and he rules over the earth on behalf of the Supreme Lord as Rajarishi or whatever like that. That's why it is said. Because the in the Vedic times, you know, like Janaka Maharaj is giving once when Brahmanas came, he is handing over all his property to the Brahmanas. Take it. He is giving us Argya. Can anybody do that nowadays? He is giving it to the Brahmanas. And the Brahmanas again give it back to king. They say that, no, we cannot manage it, we cannot maintain it, take it back. Somebody may say, if you promise me to give back, I will give you in charity. But in the Vedic times, the Kshatriya kings, they believed firmly that everything belongs to Vishnu, and the proprietors of Vishnu's property are the Brahmanas. They felt like that. So, then such a person can see everything to be extension of Vishnu only. So he can go, Prabhupada says, such a saintly person can practically go anywhere he wishes. Like if a person goes to some shop, somebody may want to offer him some gift. You will see in India it's very common. If a saintly person comes to some shop, he makes him, sometimes in a shop they even make him sit in the proprietor's seat also. Why? Not that the brahmachari or sadhu is going to go and become the proprietor. He is making him sit there because he wants to say that everything belongs to Lord and you are representing the Lord, so we make you sit there. So, in this way, Prabhupada explains that the property which originally belongs to Lord, when it is cut off from him and seen as something belonging to oneself, then it has to be distinguished as material, spiritual. You know the famous story of Sanatana Goswami, you know, putting the parasamani in the dustbin. So, I had a question. Why did Sanatana Goswami not use that parasamani in Krishna's service? Why did he put it in the dustbin? So Prabhupada explains the answer to this question. He says he actually wanted to teach the other people of the world that you have to distinguish between matter and spirit in this world. So one cannot say that everything is everything is Krishna's energy only. As long as neophytes, we have to distinguish between the two. Material energy. For example, one should not associate with Dhanam, Janam, Sundaram closely, otherwise one will be swayed by Maya. Like that the Shastras say. So, on the other hand, you will find Narada Muni, you know, keeping Kayadu in his ashram when she was pregnant and having Prahlad in her womb. Similarly, you find Haridas Thakur sitting with a prostitute 3 nights and 3 days. He is actually chanting Hare Krishna and telling her to hear the holy name. So Prabhupada says that these are exceptional acharyas and nobody can imitate them. Because they could see the even Kayadu or even the prostitute Haridas Thakur could see that he could not see anyone or anything separate from Krishna. He only saw her as Krishna's part and parcel, who is engageable in Krishna's service. So there is one verse in the 11th canto which says, Grihitva api indriyair arthan yona dveshti na hrishyati Vishnor mayam idam pashyan savai bhagavatottamah. So this is one of the Uttama Bhagavata definition. Grihitva is saying, they accept maya also, great devotees. Api, why the word api is used? Because they can even engage Maya in Krishna's service. Grihitva api indriyairarthan. Indriyairarthan should be rejected by any of a devotee. Whereas advanced devotees can engage things. Like for example, when Prabhupada was in America, he was traveling in a Rolls Royce or Cadillac sometimes. So once somebody asked Prabhupada that, Swamiji, you know, you travel in this kind of very posh cars? And Prabhupada said, actually I am supposed to travel in a golden car. But my poor disciples could provide only the steel car. Prabhupada understood the mentality of that fellow. Actually that fellow wanted Prabhupada to travel in a bullock cart. But Prabhupada understood his mentality and Prabhupada said, they are supposed to provide me a golden car. So, why Prabhupada can sit in a Cadillac or Rolls Royce and go? Because for him, sitting in a bullock cart and sitting in the Rolls Royce, there is no difference. He sees both of them the same. He doesn't see any difference between the two. When we can see like that, then we can also travel in Rolls Royce, no problem. But I have seen when I sit in Sumo also, newly purchased Sumo, I feel, you know, so many fellows are standing in bus stop. Poor fellow, see, we have a wonderful Sumo, we are going. We may think like that. So, the living entity certainly sees difference between a bullock cart and a posh vehicle, ordinary living entities. But advanced devotees, for them, they see everything as meant in Krishna service. It makes no difference for them whether they go in a plane or a car or a bullock cart or anything like that. Because they don't see any comforts for themselves. They see only Krishna's comfort. What will benefit Krishna? That's why he says, Vishnur Maya Midam Pashyan. They see this whole world as Vishnu Maya, which is an extension of Vishnu only. Vishnu's energy. And Savai Bhagavatam. So they engage it in Vishnu service only. Like that he says. So great souls can convert matter into spirit by chanting the holy name. For example, Vena's body is material. By churning it, they brought out Prithu and Archi. The Brahmanas chanted some mantras. And they churned the thighs and brought out Bahuka. And they churned both the hands and they brought out Archi and Prithu. And Prithu and Archi are great spiritual personalities. Shakti Avesh Avatar of the Supreme Lord. So even from from the body of Vena, they could churn and bring out like that. So we can show many examples from the from our own experience, from the Puranic codes, how matter can be converted into spirit. Like the Archa Vigraha is made of 8 metal elements, but it is converted into spirit by the Pranapatishta, by the welcome given by a great devotee. Actually, the Lord in the you will read the Nabi and Meru Devi, when they performed the Yajna, the priests are telling the Lord, my dear Lord, we are making elaborate sacrificial arrangements to worship you. But actually, you are very easily pleased when a devotee with a faltering voice and an ecstatic love, you know, invites you to come. You will immediately come because you become captured by the Krishna Krishani Bhakti in the heart of the devotee. But we are not very exalted devotees. We are ordinary people. So they considered themselves to be Anudita Viveka Brahmanas. They considered themselves to be ordinary priests. So they said, we are here to worship you for getting a son for Nabi. Nabi wants a son from you. So we have called you for a material purpose. We feel ashamed. On the other hand, your pure devotees, those who chant your glories and your name, of your name, form, qualities and activities, they actually, their hearts are completely clean. But when they long to see you, that is out of love. They wish to see you. Whereas we have invited you, like that they are saying like that. So, when the Lord is invited by a pure devotee, simply out of love. But then you will find they have 1008 kalashas they offer. You know, each of those kalashas, with the coconut in the top and the holy waters inside. The coconut represents Brahma. And the waters inside represents all the holy rivers within this universe. And the thread which they put around, that represents the 14 planetary systems. So, one kalasha represents one Brahmanda headed by one Brahma. So, like that 1008 if you offer, that means Anantakoti Brahmanda Nayak is offered the Abhishek. So, these elaborate sacrificial programs are made during the Pranapatishtha, if you see, for several days. Does Lord really need it? Just like, for example, Netra Unmilan and different kinds of programs are arranged. So, Lord will simply come if a pure devotee welcomes the Lord. But these sacrificial arrangements are also made. Why? The priests were saying, because if we don't use all the ingredients in your service, we are likely to misuse it for our own sense gratification. Like one time, Shyamananda Prabhu had come for a program in South India. He was traveling, so somehow we caught him in Udupi. He was for some other program. We caught him and put him for the boys to give a program. So, when he was giving a class, one boy asked, Prabhuji, what is the need of putting so much jewelry on Lord's body? And Tirupati Balaji is having a big mukut with so much gold and silver and diamond and everything. What the need? So Shyamananda Prabhu asked him a very simple question. If you say it should not be put on the Lord, then on whom will you put? He asked. The boy was stunned. My Lord, that's a good question. Naturally, I'll put it on somebody else. So that's what the priest said. If we don't use it in your service, we are likely to use it for our sense gratification only. And not only that, if we render service to you, and if by chance, if you become pleased with our little service, then you may also offer us benedictions, which you are always longing for. So that is why we are offering you with some motivation. So our worship of you is not very pure. But still, the fact that you have come here, it amazes us like that they prayed. So the point is, Arche Vishnu Shiradir, Guru Shunaramatir, Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi, Vishnurva Vaishnavanam Kalimala Matane Padatirtem Buddhi, Sri Vishnu Namne Sakala Kalushihe, Shabde Samanya Buddhi. So this verse tells all these different items. Arche Vishnu. To consider the Archa Vigraha to be Shila, ordinary Shila, or a stone, or a wood or something. Guru Shunaramatir, considering the body of the Guru to be, you know, Indian, American, Australian, Canadian, you know, calling somebody Australian Vaishnava, Canadian Vaishnava, American Vaishnava, like that. So, Archya Vishnu Shaladi Guru Shunamta, Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi, Vishnurva Vaishnavanam Kalimala Matane Padati Tem Buddhi. The water that has washed, the Charanamrit which comes, one should not see it as some very tasty liquid. Sometimes on festival days, you know, once our grihasthas were giving into the Brahmachari Ashram 2 buckets of Charanamrit. I asked them, why are you giving so much here? The Brahmacharis like it very much, you know. I said, distribute everybody, you know. Because grihasthas know that Brahmacharis are fond of Charanamrit. Sometimes they drink 2 glasses of Charanamrit. So Charanamrit should not be seen as some very tasty liquid, very enjoyable liquid. It is actually the foot wash of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. With that consciousness, it should be drunk. Only then it will produce a desired effect, consciously drank Charanamrit. So in this way he says the holy name of the Lord appears to be a combination of some material sound, but it is not. Why? Because if one calls the holy name of the Lord, Lord is immediately present. Like you will find when Draupadi called Krishna in Hastinapur, Krishna was in Dwaraka, but the next moment he came. That is why Krishna is non-different from his holy name, isn't it? Like you find Kunti Maharani, when Akrura was talking to her, Kunti Maharani loudly cried out, "Hey Govinda!" And then she wept and she was telling how you protected my children, Pandavas, always. So Prabhupada is writing there a very beautiful comment. He says that somebody may say to Kunti, right now Krishna is not here, you are calling out his name loudly, you know, are you not mad? Prabhupada says there is no madness. If anyone calls Krishna's name anywhere, even if you are in the middle of Congo forest, you can call Krishna's name and Krishna can hear you. And Krishna will respond also. Like I heard in the book, book distribution book is there, no? What do you call that? Nectar book distribution. I read a story. One fellow was living in somewhat like Congo forest, you know, very deep jungle. He was living. He had left everything. He left the city life, considering it to be horrible, and then he was living in a mountain, just like a very thick vegetation mountain. In that he had made a cottage and he was living there himself, doing some yoga, which he learned from books from India. You know, he was doing. So one day, one of the fellows who came to the airport, and some devotees were selling the books, so he purchased a Krishna book. This is another fellow. And then he put it in his suitcase and went in his car. So when he was going in the car, in the middle of that jungle pathway, just like Pune to Bombay, when you come, you are in Lonavala somewhere. It's a big jungle there. Imagine if your car stops there. Like that, this fellow's car stopped there, it got punctured. So this fellow was looking and he found that cottage of this fellow. Because he saw some smoke was coming. So he knew that somebody is living there. So he went there and then battered the door. He said, it has become late night now. My car is punctured now. I don't want to take risk now. Can I stay with you? And he allowed him. So next day morning while going, this fellow wanted to give him something. So he didn't want to give any dollar note to him. He's a yogi baba. What will I give him? So then he opened the suitcase and he gave this Krishna book to him. And that fellow read the Krishna book and next week he joined ISKCON. Full time. So that's why I told you, even if you are in Congo forest, if you are searching for Krishna, Krishna will come to you. You see? So, in this way, Kunti is calling and Prabhupada is saying, Kunti is calling but she is connecting with Krishna. Don't think she is bluffing. Similarly, in this way, all these things are spiritual items. So what transforms matter into spirit is chanting of the holy name. And what transforms spirit into matter, like, you know, Ravana tried to look at Sita with a lusty look, so all he got was only a carbon copy of Sita. You know, he got a Maya copy of Sita only. He could not get the original Sita. Because what transforms the spirit into matter is bhoga vritti. What transforms matter into spirit is seva vritti. So Krishna's outlook is everything is spiritual. So a pure devotee's outlook is also everything is spiritual. And with our material sight, gradually if we keep chanting the holy name, the drishtikon, the outlook to the material world will completely change from bhoga vritti to seva vritti. At that time one can see everything as spiritual. Nothing to be separate from Krishna. Nantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.